This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. The chickens have come home to roost. One can always say this, because it's always true. That's what chickens do, more or less, most of the time. But of course, the phrase does have special meaning. Nowadays, the phrase is possibly most connected to a famous speech by Malcolm X, who was at the time an up-and-coming leader in the Nation of Islam. He never used the phrase in his actual speech, but in response to a question following the speech, in which he notoriously said that the assassination of President Kennedy was a case of chickens coming home to roost. He meant that because Kennedy allowed the Vietnam War and other examples of American imperialism to continue, the violence he was thus responsible for, according to Malcolm X, had turned on him. I know this because I saw the Spike Lee movie about Malcolm X, a truly enlightening film experience for me regarding serious socio-political matters. It was the first time I'd heard that phrase, too, because it was long before I became the avid chickener I am today. And even though my mother grew up on a dairy farm that I loved visiting as a youth, I really didn't know much about the history of North American agriculture, or about agriculture, period. The saying Malcolm X was referencing is at least 600 years old. Curses are like chickens. They always come home to roost. Meaning that ill-chosen words or actions will come back and get ya. Chaucer incorporated it into The Parson's Tale, around 1390, where it appears as, "Curses are like a bird that returns again to his own nest." Various versions are recorded throughout the years, but chickens solidified as the bird in question in the last couple of centuries. Poet Robert Southey references it in his epic poem, The Curse of Kehama, in 1810, and rural writer Susanna Moody in Roughing It in the Bush, or Life in Canada, which she wrote in 1852. The next time the old woman commences her reprobate conduct, tell her to hold her tongue and mind her own business, for curses, like chickens, come home to roost. Curses come home to roost is uttered in Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the well-read Malcolm X was referencing any of these sources specifically, because by the middle of the 20th century, it had become a frequent truism in literature, journalism, and common speech, that it even survived the urbanization and de-chickenizing of most of North America. I'm not sure when use of the phrase was at its height, either in the first half of the 20th century, when most folks actually had chicken experience still, and knew that birds, and especially chickens, make their way back to their nest or hen house before dusk. Chickens, of course, don't have the seemingly supernatural navigational abilities, survival instincts, or flight capability of wild birds, or even domesticated pigeons bred for homing instinct. So a true free-range chicken may indeed get lost or picked off by a predator, and have a delayed or permanently forestalled return to roost. Generally, chickens come home to roost, but chickens don't always come home to roost. Still, in popular imagination, it's the chickens that most commonly come home to roost, not pigeons or birds generally. And that's probably because in the co-evolutionary scheme of small-scale agriculture, chickens' homes are our homes, or nearby. I like that the phrase, "the chickens have come home to roost," fell into disuse but never really went away, just like chickening itself. With the rise of the suburbs in the 1950s and different attitudes about urban agriculture, small chicken flocks mostly disappeared. But despite the crushing power of big agribusiness to corner the food markets, small flock chickening never went completely away, thankfully, and it persisted in pockets of the world where the logic of having a pet that also fertilizes your garden, eats bugs out of it, and lays breakfast was not out-marketed by the unsustainable convenience of the supermarket revolution. And as soon as oil prices began to soar and strange financial deals started to collapse, bringing the economy down with it, those of us who had been mostly corporatized but still had a sense of adventure and experiment started to look around at that neighbor from the country, or from another country, that was crazy enough to have a few hens, and thought, maybe I should try that. And at the same time, I think a lot of us collectively got tired of our processed food and factory-farmed ingredients tasting kind of bland and crappy. Others started to put together that the use of pesticides and hormones and other neurotoxins are not only necessary to centralize factory agriculture, but necessarily intensify the longer those non-organic methods are used. so chickening has experienced a resurgence. My show becomes more popular, but my audience doesn't grow nearly as rapidly as the numbers of small chicken coops in backyards in cities and suburbs across North America. So sure, all the sins of agribusiness have started to come back to us. But if you say, the chickens come home to roost, you ought to mean it literally. And the real magic of chickens is that when the chickens come home to roost, for real, it's not a punishment at all, but a rescue. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.